Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Pat Godwin, comedian Mark Normand, and songs to crank up. But Kenny Tarmack's on the phone.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny!
Hey, we just landed.
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm at ATL. I heard you talking about Anchorage, ANC. Been there, done that.
Oh, no kidding.
From Chicago to LAX last week and had a 20-minute layover at Anchorage, so I know all about it.
Wow, a great flight.
And we just landed. I'm still buckled up. Can you hear me? I can barely hear you guys.
We hear you clear.
Oh, we should be at the gate in about 3 minutes. I got to go from Echo 7 to Bravo 4, so I'm putting my sneakers on. Can't run in Bostonians. I'll tell you, the cabin pressure on this flight was awful. The guy next to me is trying to make his ears pop. He's got pillows over both ears.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, guy, I got to tell you, I heard about the toaster today. Well, I got to tell you this. That toaster, 58 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I've had the same carry-on for 3 years. And let me tell you, in the business travel world, that's an eternity.
You're killing me.
I had to share that with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Tomek calls it cramsonite because I cram so much into it.
Cramsonite, yeah.
You should see me on Monday, Shooter. It looks like a beanbag. Hey, check who's going to win the big game this weekend.
Well,
I got a phone call. Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. Yeah, me too. Yeah, chick likes the Giants. He said even money.
I didn't. What?
Oh, that deal? No, that's done. Signed, sealed, sold. You know me, Mike. Everything I touch turns to sold. I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Hey, Big Timer, you're still on for the 2:30 webinar, right? Well, that's unacceptable, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know, Shooter, but, you know, unless you're the one pulling the plug on her, I just think that's why they have doctors. Well, if she's 64, you can't be surprised. That's over 300 in dog years. Just trying to make it easy on you. No. Pick it up. You'll feel better if you do the 2:30. Heck, if you miss this deal, this sale's going to be dead, too. I got to put it that way. Hey, Mike, call me back. Call me back. My deepest sympathy. She's in a better place.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Next to me, however, it's Pat Godwin in the patio. Or what are we going with? Pat Cave?
Pat Cave's a little more masculine.
Okay. Running his trap. Don't know when to shut up.
Fresh back from his physical.
Yeah. Cleared. Good to go.
Got to be exciting. You went to, had your physical, and who knows what you're going to be sick of tomorrow. I mean,
I have to go through my sleep test next and have a hernia operation, and then I'll be fine.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Are you going to actually spend the night in one of those clinics?
Yeah,
with the...
this week, yeah.
Oh!
So, can I make a... I'd like to raise a question about that test.
Yeah.
The fact that you're sleeping at a clinic already makes it impossible to sleep.
You would think so.
Oh. What do you want, them to come to with a van to your house with their lab
coats? You'd think they'd get a better feel for how you actually sleep if they did that.
Maybe it's really amazing to sleep there because it is a sleep clinic. They know exactly how to put you to sleep.
No, it's going to be weird. You're going to be
how do you know that?
It's the same reason I don't sleep at other people's houses ever. Can we introduce our guest?
Please.
Yeah.
The very handsome Mark Normand is here with us. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey. Good to be here.
Good to see you, Mark.
I didn't want
to
chime right in.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Good to be here.
You're looking good. Are you married or single?
You know, somewhere in the middle.
Okay, that's fine. It's a good answer.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Right? You know, Pat.
Yeah. I'd give it a shot.
Would you like to dance, ma'am? What about you, sir? You know,
whatever. Where are you living these days?
New York City, Manhattan.
What part?
Greenwich Village.
What part of Greenwich Village?
Jesus, you want his address? You're going to send him a card?
204 West 11th Street. gay area.
Christopher Street?
Yeah, right over there. Yeah. You know it. You've been on the corner.
I've been down there.
I solicit down there whenever I get to the city. No.
That was the implication.
One of my closest friends was a Christopher Street dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What's that mean?
Did you get hit in the eye during a transaction?
An encounter? Throw the money at you?
No, jokes.
Well, at the bus station, there was a glory hole.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Those people who participate in that sort of activity are the bravest.
Yes.
Like they're like test pilots.
Right.
They go ahead and put it through the hole there. Come on.
Yeah.
That's heroes.
A lot of trust going on there.
Heroes.
Here we go. Let's see what's on the other side.
There could be an old lady. There could be an old lady with a hat pin.
Yeah. It could be a badger. It could be anything.
Oh, my God.
Might not be a hungry mouth.
So I'm sorry. So you live in a gay neighborhood. That's interesting.
Yes, sir. The gay pride parade actually goes right by my house every day.
I see.
Yeah, I like a gay area. You know, if gay guys are the best because you never meet any violent gay guys. There's no gay gangs. That would that would just be a musical.
I was gonna say West Side Story. Yeah. By the way, coming back to Broadway, I'm very excited.
Are they gonna do the? Are they gonna do the wardrobe from the '50s movie? Or are they gonna update it somewhat?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's
some nice slacks.
It's a good question because
the silk shirts and the
West Side Story. The last time they brought it back to Broadway, they put part of the dialogue in Spanish. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Huh.
Maria spoke a lot of Spanish?
Not a lot, but a lot more than they used to have it in the 50s.
I see.
They're doing a new movie out of it with Spielberg's doing it.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see what they do. But that's a good question.
Is anybody going to go see Cats, by the way?
Nope.
Isn't that coming out any minute?
Yeah, I don't have much interest.
Is that Rebel Wilson?
I saw that on Broadway.
Yeah. There's one with the accountant, K-A-T-Z. Midnight, and it's April 14th.
None of those tickets are full price, right?
Sorry. Mark Normand, nice head of hair.
Oh,
seems to be hanging in there.
Hanging in. I pray to God every night. I take the Propecia.
Ah.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, I think get on it. It hurts downtown, but who's using that anyway?
Isn't the side effect of that potential erectile dysfunction?
It is, but I had a problem with erections, getting too many, so now I'm even.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right. Balance me out.
That's nice.
I'm hard right now.
I needed this to stay
even. I am
even.
Too.
I think being fat is something cooking.
Solid.
Thank God for this desk. I know, I feel like Matt Lauer.
And there we go. Okay, I want to, we had a little discussion earlier that you missed Mark. Comedian Mark Normand is here with us, by the way. You live in New York. You probably don't have a car.
No. I love cars. I had a car growing up. I loved it. I love cars. I love wheels, but it's the parking and the garages, and you got to move the car before the street sweeper gets there every day. You're setting an alarm for Tuesday, and then you got to move it.
I live that. It's no fun. But when you're in a car, maybe you rent a car, you're out on the road. What song comes on the air that you crank up? Is there one? We had this discussion, and I've somehow gotten in trouble because I suggested that when this song comes on the air, I always always crank it up, as a matter of fact. Wally Gator.
I crank that up.
I like it.
Yeah. That's the Jetsons, man. Those swing.
Yes.
Maybe this one? Oh, yeah. Here comes the best part, ready? asking you to, if you're...
Was that on the record or was that me?
Did you do
I can't answer because I know the answer.
I know the answer.
Did you do that?
I don't know.
No, that's the part. That's where it is in the record, isn't it? See, if you're pulled over by the police, just say, "I'm sorry, officer. Gator Country came on and I added 10 miles an hour."
Oh, you're free to go, sir.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, after they pistol whip you. Now, can you drive? Oh, you won't drive so fast now, so will you?
You're telling me you don't have songs that come on and you automatically...
Oh, yeah, this one?
Yes, sir.
I love this song, but I don't turn it up.
Oh, that's a classic. Well, you don't want to turn this up in the wrong neighborhood.
No, you don't. Choose
one hand. That's all he got left. Come to alligator, bit it. You see, he was swimming in the... No, enough exposition, Jerry.
Jerry!
Sing the song.
Jerry!
No, no, no. He was at the gator's home.
And if you want good Dracula, you go to the agent.
Turn it down. Turn it down. We're walking into Popeyes. And I don't know. There's got to be a scientific reason that you want to turn that up. I don't know what it is.
There's some songs that you turn up and roll the windows down, but there's some songs you turn up and roll the windows up.
That's exactly right.
You know, when Zeppelin comes on, the windows are coming down, but when Dancing Queen comes on, they're going up, but I'm still cranking it.
This is, see, we're making some scientific points here.
Yes.
So, Josh, can I guess what it is for you?
Sure.
Is it some Slipknot song or...
something cuttery?
Yeah. Yes, I have Cutter's greatest hits.
Christy, is there one for you?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot.
Wait, whoa. What is it?
Oh, the big one for me is Radar Love by Golden Earring.
I love that song. That's a turn it up song.
That's a go fast song.
What's with
you
them?
Cannot drive.
What's with Golden Earring? Like 2 8-minute songs, 20 years apart, big hits.
Big.
I don't understand.
And they were great.
And that was it.
We may have a new record now with Billy Ray Cyrus, The Distance Between Hits.
Oh, yeah.
What is the record on
I think
that?
Actually Chris Brown has that.
The distance went from a foot to a foot and a half.
Pretty sure.
How is he still famous?
I don't get it.
Why are we allowing him to be famous still?
Oh. I make a Muslim joke. I'm going straight to the clink, and this guy's hitting a gal. He's got a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Kooky.
Wow. Your turn up song, Pat Godwin?
In the car.
Yeah.
Thunder Road. The anthemic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Street door slams.
Yes.
Vicious waves.
I love that song. It's like a movie.
Yesterday, I turned a chick you would appreciate that. I was in the car, and Burden in My Hand came on.
Oh,
the
Soundgarden.
Like I cranked it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It just starts off right there.
I'm nailing it.
And this is
Cochise by Audio
an observation that I think has been made by every comedian in the history of comedians. As soon as they had car radios, the observation is when you get up in the morning and start your car and the volume of the radio is...
We've all been there.
Who was driving this car last night?
Right.
I've got another one.
Get it. Guitar man.
No.
Huh?
He's all you got.
When this song comes on, I speed up and aim for a telephone call.
You know, fortunately, this song doesn't come up.
Oh, God. What other ones, Christy?
Oh, of course. From a Tuesday point of view. But, Chick, can you listen to this without listening to the other half?
No, I can't. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I got a lot of them. I love music anyway.
How about this one, Christy?
Alone again. No.
Oh, sure.
No.
You crank it up and tear the knob off.
I like the song. I'll sing along, but I don't.
Okay.
How about this one?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's a Windows Upper, though.
Oh, that's
Windows
true.
Up. Windows
that
Up.
Might be a Windows
but
Up.
I'm with you.
You're right.
The passion.
Yes.
Oh.
She feels every word.
Not anymore.
Oh, boy.
That's a turd.
Are you proud of yourself?
When I used to paint houses, there were certain songs I would call down the ladder songs.
Mm-hmm.
When they would come on, no matter how high I was painting, I would get down and
turn them off and change
the
shutters.
How high I was painting and no matter how far I was off the ground, I'd come down that ladder.
You don't want to be up on a ladder high.
No.
Worst thing, once over a brick patio, stung in the face by a hornet.
Of course. Oh, holding, giant hornet as big as a Volkswagen. Of course.
It could have been a small hornet.
That's right.
In the face, right below the eye, holding a can of paint, not holding the ladder.
Lucky to be alive.
No, that would have been bad.
Yeah.
This is an audio turd.
This is a good one.
Synthesize.
This is a window up.
That's a window up, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. I never know.
Tom, do you know who this is?
I would have already turned it off.
This is Windows Down.
Oh, I'd Windows Down, yes.
Arm out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Whee!
I don't
care.
You
can't help but yell, whee!
Hey, we're on Christopher Street, everybody. Oh, I hate
you. Holiday.
Celebrate.
No, wait a minute. I got a window up here.
All right.
Window up?
Maybe window down on this one.
Window down.
Oh, window down. Window down.
No reason to be ashamed of this.
It's my intro music.
It's Pat Godwin's intro music. Yeah. Maybe it is Window Up, then.
That was Pat's porn name. Sledgehammer.
Well, now, what was the story you had with the intro?
I was on the ship, and the Russian sound guy said, I want you to do it. What intro music do you want? I want to make this perfect for you.
Yeah.
I'm from Serbia. We want everything to be right.
Okay.
Serbia, proud country.
I said, we've had problems all week. You can just bring me up to anything energetic. He goes, no. What do you want? I said, Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer, scoop out that keyboard part. Just start it with the da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
he brought me up to If I Had a Hammer by Peter Paul and Mary.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
You know, I didn't understand it the first time you told, but now I get it. Sure, he'd think that was Sledgehammer. Hammer.
And didn't you say you got to look back?
Oh, I was on stage, and he gave me a big thumbs up.
I nailed it.
If I had a hammer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to laugh with Pat Godwin.
If I had a hammer.
God,
I hate that song. It makes no sense.
What do you mean? It's about making the best of your time.
Hammer in the morning,
yeah,
and hammer in the evening, all over this.
It's using what you got.
A commercial for Home Depot, I guess.
Right. No, you just got to use what you have in life, build something, create. Tom.
It's a stupid song.
Wow.
If I had a hammer, there it is.
I think Tom has a point.
That is a hammer.
Hit me with a hammer.
All right.
I thought you liked Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I do, but I hate that song.
I had a hammer.
It's a party song. Listen to everybody having a good time.
No, mm-hmm. They're being paid to clap.
No, that was recorded live at a house.
Oh,
live.
Christy?
House concert.
Ready to turn it up, Christy?
Yes. Oh, yeah. How can you not?
Classic. Song. Do you think these guys are rich?
Brandy Lee's
coming on
the tour.
Golden Earrings?
Yeah.
Brenda
Lee!
They were
Brandy Leaves.
They were among the first rock stars I ever met, the guys from Golden Earrings.
Those guys?
They were great.
Did they speak a Dutch? Did not know you were saying?
No, they speak perfect English, and were you here that day?
Yeah, I took Dutch a picture. I can send you that picture. Yeah.
You have a picture of me with Golden Earrings?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
You've been hoarding it all this time?
I didn't have a scanner.
Chick, are they Swedish?
Bring it in for
they're
God.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Dutch. Yeah, Dutch. They talk like these too, in Dutch land.
But they were a long time between hits because they had Radar
they had,
Love
and then
Twilight
they had Twilight
Zone.
It was
whatever.
Like 10 years apart.
Yeah.
They were the super coolest, nicest down to earth. We gave them a tour. They wanted to see the transmitters. And
they were opening for Bad Company.
They were opening for Bad Company?
Really?
I thought they were opening for Triumph, weren't they?
Triumph?
Yeah. If you go to the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah, I thought they were. Anyways, they were super cool.
If you
cool
go to the Netherlands, you can see them October 29th.
No kidding.
Ooh. Road trip.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
House party.
Wait,
windows down.
What's their second hit? I don't know. I know
Twilight Zone?
I don't know Twilight Zone.
You don't know?
It's from the 80s. Yeah, check it out. You'll like it.
Big hit?
Dean will get it for
you. Yeah, it was a big hit.
83, okay. Probably.
Good, right. Good music video. Yeah.
How about this one?
In the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Stop. Make it stop.
Down the ladder.
Josh, I've got one of Josh's favorites.
All right. Oh. No, Michael, don't play it with your feet. Use your fingers.
You jacket. This is a great song.
Yeah,
this organ is awful.
It is awful.
It kicks in a second, you jackass.
It's like he put his shoes on his hands and he's playing the keyboard.
How about this one? Now it's getting very tasty. Great vocal, great lyrics.
This isn't a good driving song. This is kind of a...
Oh, stop.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Tough. Okay. Kill it. I got
T-Rex Bang a Gong's another good one.
Oh, sure. I like that one. T-Rex.
Yes.
Now, I want to see Mark Norman, comedian, if you have heard this one.
This is a great song, too.
Does he use his own narrator?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
At 2 a.m.
This is like theme music.
Kill the Drifter.
This is Golden Era.
It's 2 a.m.
Really?
Throw hit, yeah.
That's Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that was heavy.
And this was their first hit, big hit, Radar Love.
Now this I know.
But my contention still is when you hear... You gotta turn it up.
I think this is crankable. Sure.
Definitely crankable.
What about this one?
No, yes. I hate this song. This song has been so played out. It's done.
You don't like this song?
No, it's
yeah.
too much.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
It's a nursery rhyme. I know the words. It's easy.
It's easy.
You could have written it. Come on.
Anybody could have written this.
You talk about a turdy organ sound.
That's
what?
Horrible.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at least he's... Oh, and whatever that is, I love.
Oh, I just got my Casio. Yeah.
Whatever yeah. they're doing there, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love it.
What is it?
Synthesizer.
Sounds like the CO2 in a soda machine.
Yes. Sort of being... it's like some, yes.
Oh, here's, here's like Tom's.
We're out of root beer.
Queefed out.
Here's Tom's favorite.
Now we're talking.
That's right. Drive it down
good
to
Lord. Floor. Yeah, you can see him sitting on his deck polishing a rifle.
Bottle teas are available in all
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.